talking today with Terry Dietrich of American Farmers and Ranchers. Terry, interesting situation that we find ourselves here in the state of Oklahoma. We're very unique. I know there's a few acres in Kansas, maybe a few acres in Texas, but we have a lot of our Oklahoma wheat acres that on a good year, a farmer will like to do dual purpose as far as harvesting through cattle by grazing and then pulling those cattle off and then actually harvesting with the combine in June. Up to this point, we've had a way to deal with that through crop insurance, but that seems to be in jeopardy. Tell me where we are on that.
It really is, Ron. We've been notified that Oklahoma is part of a 6-state pilot program that rather than being able to insure for lack of pasture, lack of hay on winter planted crops, that'll no longer be available through the FSA office on NAP. After 2014, if they continue the way they're going. It was supposed to have stopped after 2013, and we've got it extended through this next year for 2014 crop. But after that, we'll have to go, if this thing stands, we'll have to go to a crop insurance agent and purchase the rainfall index insurance, which is strictly on rainfall. And it's on, I think, about a 6-mile by 6-mile approximately grid. And there could be rainfall in one corner of the grid enough to raise the average for the whole grid. Somebody could be closed clear out and not have any pasture. We could have a freeze out that's not covered. A multitude of things. And originally, and the intent of Congress from the beginning on crop insurance, even including the NAP programs, was to have a multi-peril type coverage. And this takes all coverages away except dealing with rainfall. And we know there are a lot of risk. Now, what's that involve? Last year, 2.5 million acres in Oklahoma were planted in the fall with the intent of grazing and then in the spring harvesting either grain or hay. There's a lot of acres at risk. I understand, and I've got this third hand. I appreciate Jody Campici at OSU and the work she does, but I understand that she has come with some recent work that out of the last 30 years, this new type program we would have used probably twice. And two of those have been in the last 5 years. Those two have been. So, you know, we're not going to keep spending – pouring good money after bad if we're going to use it 2 years out of 30. Mm-hmm. So basically we're going to be left open. And then again, we continue to forget the position of our creditors. But our bankers have got to have some assurance. And that's where crop insurance comes in. That's where NAP comes in. They've got to have some assurance that there's something to protect and be between them and the weather when it comes time to pay back our loans.
And of course, in the case of Oklahoma, a lot of times the producers, they go in, they simply are going to lose those options of being able to put cattle on pasture for a season, for a part of the time, if indeed they don't have that ability to come up with some sort of insurance. They may be dictated, say, no, you can't do that.
Yeah, I think it's going to put us at a tremendous disadvantage. And, you know, if they want to add that as an option that a person can go to and say, all I'm worried about is rainfall. I live in a part of the state where I don't worry about freeze out or whatever. All I'm worried about is rainfall. That probably could still be an option. But I think for a majority of that 2.5 million acres, there's a lot of people who would like to opt out of the rainfall and go and continue to be able to get NAP coverage.
So how is this addressed? In other words, is this something to be done administratively, or is this a legislative problem?
Good question. When we were in Washington, D.C., we talked to risk management, and this was put out by risk management, so we assumed it was their deal. And they told us, no, that this was Congress and it would have to be fixed in the Farm Bill. So we added another problem to Frank Lucas's plate to try to make sure this next Farm Bill allowed that option.
So at this point, then farm bill, in other words, maybe letting the congressmen's and as well as the senators folks, you know that this is something we need to make sure is in that conference report.
Exactly, and two of the most credible congressmen, I think, on the Hill are Congressman Lucas and Congressman Tom Cole. And that 2.5 million acres, that's pretty much in their districts. So we put the bug on them. You're going to have a lot of people to answer to if we can't get some options here. And we'll support them all we can and try to help get that passed if we need to go back, do something else. But it's on their plate right now.